Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss.
Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on August 6th, 2016 at the Peace Farm in Missoula, Montana. Seven storytellers shared their story based on the theme, "That's Not How It Happened." We tried something a little different at this event. Two people shared the same story. They told their story together at the same time. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Brianna Watkins and Sarah Pace and is titled Competition. Let's see how it went. Thanks for listening.
So like a lot of really great friendships, it didn't start out that way. We really didn't get along at first. But am I okay to take this?
Yeah, I feel so much smoother.
Here we go. We need it. Yeah, take it down a little bit. So basically, I met Sarah because I was involved in performing arts. There was a dance crew still around in town. It's called On Center Performing Arts. We were like the guinea pigs of that whole thing. So we were like the very first generation of that. But basically, I was already involved in dance from like the age of 3. But at 9, my best friend was named Haley Scott. And she was taller than me. And she was older than me. She had longer hair than I did. And she came from a wealthier family. So like so many reasons that 9-year-old Brianna was like, "Oh, you're amazing." So she's my best friend, and what she says goes, you know. So Sarah starts dance. She's 8 years old, and Haley tells me, "Sarah's not cool. Like, we don't like Sarah." I was like, "Oh, you're right. But why don't we like Sarah?" Haley laid it out for me. Here's number one reason. Number one, she put her hair up into buns, and then she would put these like fake hair ties around her buns. And that was not cool. She used neon colors, and that's the main reason why they weren't cool. Blue was the number one that we didn't like. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is she's new to dance. She doesn't know our old pieces, and she doesn't know our old like inside jokes. We've been at it for a while. We're seasoned professionals. This newbie is not cool. Reason number three is my favorite reason at the time, and it's because Haley said so. Sarah's not cool. So Sarah's not cool. Perfect. Right. I knew why.
Well, I'd like to defend myself.
I think that's
fair. They weren't always blue hair pieces, okay? I went for a nice slick ballet bun, but I wanted to show that I was kind of spicy, you know? So it had like hair tie, but it had rainbow all the way around. And I knew that that was me and I was going to dance really well like that.
Yeah.
And they thought that was weird. But let me tell you what they thought was cool. So you guys know Paris Hilton? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were all about that. They were like, "Oh, we got the bag, the coach."
Oh,
coach
yeah,
is a brand.
It was like
I
coach.
Heard about that.
Haley had the bags and I liked them.
Right,
because
right.
I couldn't have them.
So, yeah. So, whatever Paris Hilton was about, they were about. And they were like, "Oh, but you're terrible." And I was like, "God, I'm not that
okay,
bad."
Okay, but let's get back on to track
right,
because that's not the story.
Right.
So, basically, we were getting ready for our yearly competition, which is like where our troupe works on a few pieces really hard. And then we get to go to Coeur d'Alene and we get to stay away from our family for a whole weekend. We're going to go perform. We're going to take home
Party.
The platinum. Because platinum was the best one that you could get. So so we're working on Thriller was the main piece for that year, right?
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
And so, you know, we're working every single weekend and stuff. And it's getting closer. And the room assignments come out. So basically, we find out that Haley and I got room together. What? It's going to be a party weekend.
Ooh.
But then we look a little further and we see that we're roomed with Sarah Pace and Rebecca Pace, her mom, which is like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? So, but we try to keep it cool because we didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
And that is not how it happened, okay? So we find out maybe like a week before we go to competition who we're assigned with. And it's posted on this paper. It's like this huge thing that you're waiting for. You're texting about it the night before. What are we gonna do? And they find out and they're really pumped, but they see that they're with me and my mother, who are just the worst people around, apparently. So
the
they
worst.
Make sure the worst. And so they go to the dressing room and they tell everybody. They're like, "We are not about this. This girl's crazy. She sucks." So, you know, they're like, "Oh, this is terrible." So like we said, it's a week before. So we have about a week of rehearsals before we have to go. So I would be really nervous. I'd be talking to my mom in the car. I didn't know how to handle this. I didn't know how to use my own language and have my respect to stand up for myself. So I talked to her about it in the car, and then I'd go to rehearsal. And so I'd go in, and Haley nah, 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 would turn into a whisper as soon as I got into the dressing room, and she'd cross her arms, and she'd give me a glare, and then she'd stare at Brianna to make sure that, like, that's what we're doing. So Brianna was like, she's crossing her arms and glaring, so I'm going to cross my arms and glare at her. So I'd walk in,
that's how it really
and
was.
They're crossing their arms, and I put my stuff down, and then we go in. And that was the week, and that's what happened. It was a hard week, but we made it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I did that to you.
That's all right.
But we made it to competition.
We made it.
And we get there.
So
checking in.
Right, we're checking in, and as you know, when you go into a hotel, you get keys.
You get two keys.
You get two keys.
Two plastic credit card style keys.
So my mom kept both of them because she's the chaperone and I'm 8 years old. So I don't get a key because I'm 8 years old.
But I'm nine.
Brianna doesn't get a key because she's nine. Haley doesn't get a key because she's a 26-year-old jerk.
She was 13.
She was 13. But it was like, you know, at the time you're like,
she deserved
so
a key.
Taller.
She brought her wallet for the key.
Her wallet for the key. So she was like, this has to happen. It's going to go in.
We were upset. That was like, you know. Right. So basically, I told my friend Haley, I said, listen, Haley, your nine-year-old friend has this taken care of. Let's go down to the lobby. I'm going to get us a key. So I bring her downstairs and I'm like, Haley, you sit here on the stairs and you wait until I'm done at this desk. And I go up and I scoped it out a little bit before I went up to the desk, you know, but I see her and she's like young 20s. She's got her hair slicked back in a ponytail. It tells me she's playing by the rules, you know, but she's got her name tag and it glistens and I see it says Karen. And I'm like, oh, Karen, we're going to get a room key right now. And so I like open my eyes really wide before I even go up to her. And I'm looking, I'm a 9 year old and I'm looking really scared and I'm sad. And I'm like, Miss, and she's like, yes. And I'm like, Miss, I've lost my room key and I can't get home. And my parents are in the pool and I don't know what to do. Karen, will you please help me out? And she helped me out. I walked away with the key. No problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was your mischievous little troll idea that you did.
That was my idea.
Haley didn't peer pressure you. She didn't make you do it. She didn't pressure you into
really,
doing it or else
I don't
want to
spin the story that way.
Right.
So it was my idea.
Okay. Right. You were the brains behind it.
I was the brains. No. Okay, fine. You know what? She was the brains, but
I don't let her have any of this.
No, she never does.
Nope.
In rehearsal, you let me have it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, but anyway, regardless, we got the keys. We were going out to eat when we wanted to. We were going out to the pool at midnight. It was pretty cool. We didn't have to check them in ever.
You know, to be honest, I don't remember her leaving our sight. Like, their decision. Like, my mom didn't yell at her. I remember they were just like, no, we'll kick it here. Okay. I don't remember, like, did you go to the pool at midnight or anything?
No.
Did you like, go eat?
With you guys?
Okay. What about, like, did you ever, like, sneak into the room when we were at competition or, like, use the key? Did you use it?
I mean, no. Lisa would have been pissed if we weren't with you the whole time. So, like, even though we had a key, we couldn't actually use it.
But you had the wallet.
That's embarrassing.
So you had the wallet. That's
I didn't
the
use the key, but I got the key, guys. Like, that's the whole point. But anyway, that's not really what caused us to be friends. I feel like that still was animosity.
Right. And you know, this whole time she's saying that I was really bad, right? But she's not telling you the part where they were really bad. So during the day, we're taking our classes, we're competing, we're eating together, and then it's time to go to bed. And the whole time they're making sure still, like, these are the worst people to be around. But then, what do you know? I'm sleeping, and I wake up, and I hear,
I don't remember any of this. I don't think any of this is true. Disclaimer.
This is what happened. This is how it happened. And I wake up, and all of a sudden, Brianna's like scratching at the door, and she's like crying and punching Haley in the face and like
punching her in the face.
Oh, you punch her in the arm. This whole time she's sleepwalking. Okay. And so we're like, you think we're that bad and you're sleepwalking? She's like screaming, like talking to my mom, trying to like bond with her. But the whole time she's just asleep and she's nuts. And I'm 8, and I'm like, you are telling everybody how bad me and my mom are, and you're punching your best friend in the face. An arm. But, okay. So
I'm
anyways.
So embarrassed right now.
So we weren't that bad.
Yeah, we weren't that bad. But basically, I think the point where we decided that we could be friends is when we were getting ready for Thriller, right. The main
we
piece
become
that
friends.
We went there for. But anyways, I'm like, I'm sitting down, and I know that Haley's on my right, and Sarah's on my left. And I see that Haley has busted out her, like, Estee Lauder palette that's, like, this big.
Remember Paris Hilton.
From her mom, like, some really expensive, nice makeup. And she's, like, putting it all on. Like, she's going to go to a, like, fancy dance or something. And, you know, she looks beautiful. But then I look to my left, and Sarah, like, actually looks like a zombie. You know, like, her skin is pale. She's got bags down to here. Her hair was, like, seriously up to here. I'm not even kidding. Her mom knows how to do 80s hair. So basically, I had a moment, I remember, that I was like, do I want to be like Haley Scott, or do I want to be friends with this Sarah Pace? And I hooked it up. I had Rebecca do my makeup and my hair, and we looked great. And we ran down, and she was like, you better not run or your hair will fall.
Right.
But we made it, and we took home the platinum. I remember that.
So you're saying you became friends with me because my mom can do 80s hair.
And also because you're an individual, and okay. I like that about you.
Cool, cool. Yeah, that's real convincing. Okay, well, it is true. My mom had her 80s hairstyle. That's the only thing she could do. No matter what band concert I went to, what dance event, if she would help me, I had the 80s hair, and I was in a turtleneck, and it was terrible. But the one time her gift worked was for Thriller. So yeah. Apparently 80s hair...
can create friendships.
Yeah. So if you're ever looking for friends, maybe just tease your hair
just
a little
back. Just tease your
comb
hair up.
Over.
See who might be interested. I don't know. Yeah. So anyways, that's us. That's how
Thank
we
you.
Know each other. Thank you.
Thanks, Brianna. Thanks, Sarah. Brianna Watkins, a newlywed, is the bass player for a local band, Curbside Couch. She performs as Rosie Prosecco with the Cigarette Girls burlesque troupe and is no stranger to attention. She is an aspiring storyteller. This is her first storytelling event, and luckily she had some help from her best friend, Sarah Pace. Sarah Pace is a performer, choreographer, and instructor around town. She teaches at Downtown Dance Collective and On Center Performing Arts. Sarah's special skills include playing guitar, songwriting, and bench pressing Brianna, but only in front of her mom. True story. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. And to learn more, tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge. Bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, and performance art. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered around local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. Check out their menu and event schedule at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. Check out the event schedule at thewilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience worldwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail, 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U104.5 FM. Finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and upbeat alt pop gems. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. And you can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Design is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are proud supporters of the arts, hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The bookstore at the University of Montana, MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's marc@tellussomething.org. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more. TellUsSomething.org.